What's going on, hockey fans? It's the Good Old Hockey Podcast, your go-to place for all hockey news. NHL, NCAA, junior hockey, international hockey. We got it all covered. You can follow us on Instagram, X, TikTok, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. You can listen to us on all podcast platforms. So sit back and enjoy the episode.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Good Old Hockey Podcast. This is episode number 25. We are 25 weeks into the NHL season. Crazy. It is wrapping up as we, you know, keep on going. We got about 15 days left, I believe, of the regular season. It's a little bittersweet. I don't know. What do you think, Allie? I think it's kind of bittersweet where I'm excited, but I know that it's going to come to an end pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's a little bit bittersweet. I mean, it's been such a whirlwind of a season. I mean, I feel like there's been more drama this season. And I don't know if that's just the presence of social media and all sorts of stuff the NHL is doing, player assistant program. I feel like the biggest banger of story was started off with Bedard, the biggest prospect. But it's bittersweet, but you know, I am so, and I mean so excited for the playoffs and excited for the lottery draft. I know both of our teams are out of the playoff contention, but I mean, It's cool first season covering, you know, the season very in depth. And I wonder if there's going to be more excitement for seasons to come or if this is like the peak.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I feel like just with social media and I don't know. I feel like this is just the start, if anything. Feel like, I don't know, hockey was just never really talked about in terms of like drama and stuff. And this season has been crazy. I feel like it could be fun once playoffs are over and, you know, once we've talked whoever wins the Stanley Cup, to do like a recap of just all the drama and some of the stories, look back on this season, because it has been crazy.
100%. And I would say, like, I feel like the biggest thing past couple of years that's really ramped up coverage of hockey is like TNT and ESPN getting that. Even though I have some criticism on ESPN covering the NHL, those are two humongous sports corporations. So I feel like they've really grown the sport and shit, they've upped the salary cap because of them probably. So
yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I feel like it's been a fun season to, you know, watch everything. I mean, ESPN Plus, they could do better. I wish we got more of the Frozen Frenzy we got in the beginning of the season. And then what?
Now, I know.
We haven't heard about it, or they haven't talked about it at all. They talked about doing it next season. And I'm like, who cares about, like, do it this season again. But, you know, it was a cool thing to see. And I think it's good for the sport. So, you know, if it got, who knows, maybe next season they'll do too. But
I think they need to like schedule it around times where people are free. Like they should do one on President's Day. They should do one on Thanksgiving. They should do one on opening day. They should do one like fucking St. Patty's Day. I mean, just get like three or four of them in the season. Yeah. I feel like that's so good for the sport. But, you know, also they should put it on ESPN, biggest, you know, platform for sports on TV. So
I think the problem with that, though, March Madness is usually around St. Patty's Day. That kind of sucks. But it's not always like that, though. Like, I don't know. I feel like St. Patty's Day would be a cool one. Thanksgiving is tough because you got to rival football. But the only way to beat them out is to, you know, just do it. And, you know, maybe people keep watching football and they're like, God, these games are boring. And they switched over and it's hockey all day, you know, doing the Frozen Frenzy. So I think that's a good idea. They just got to execute it. But that being said, before we get into our three stars and something else, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I went hard in the paint on Friday night. You should have came out to Downtown Meridian with us. I missed the send you guys did a couple weekends ago when I was in Canada. But yeah, dude, downtown Meridian took the best of me on Friday. I was hungover as fuck on Saturday. Yeah. So that kind of put me out of commission on Saturday. But then Sunday, I was like, you know what? I don't want a Monday my Sunday. So went on a little hike, had a nice Easter dinner with my brother and his girlfriend, my girlfriend. Yeah, it was a chill weekend.
Yeah.
You know, trying to save some money since I owe some money to the IRS. But yeah, how was your weekend?
Yeah, no, it was good. We took it pretty easy. Friday, I don't even think we went out or did anything. I think we just stayed home. Well, actually, I went to this place off of Federal by Fred Meyer called Stubbs. Shout out to them. pretty good spot. It's a little sports bar in there. Got some good wings there. I will say though, I ordered a pound of wings and they only gave me like six. And I was like, this is not a pound of wings. I know that for a fact.
Dude, yeah, Stubbs ain't bad. I've been there before. It's a decent spot.
And then Saturday, we went to End Zone for a bit, and then people were trying to get us to go downtown, and I'm like, nope. I said this is a chill weekend on both the bank account and my brain, and we went home. I think we watched a movie or something. Oh, no, we watched some Entourage, and then, I went to bed. Sunday, Easter, yesterday, pretty good Easter. It was fun. Hung out with the parents.
Nice.
You know, a good weekend. But
I also got a new house, new lease that's really close to Boise.
Really?
Like it's in the same neighborhood as you guys are, so I'm stoked on that.
Hell yeah. We'll be able to walk. Dude, okay. I was talking to Zach about this. He lives obviously in California now. But we were saying how last year we had so much fun watching the playoffs because we were all watching together. So when do you move into the new house?
Dude, I move in April 15th is when our lease starts. I mean, my lease here at my current house in Meridian ends April 30th. So probably going to be anywhere in between there. Probably going to slowly move stuff over there. But dude, I'm beyond stoked to move back to that area. And it's a small little quaint house. It was built like 100 fucking years ago. But
damn,
you know, it will do for two people. So
yeah, no, totally. Yeah. So you should definitely come by. We'll watch some hockey. Maybe live stream some of the games and stuff. Maybe put a little bets on the overs or something like that. We'll have fun. But that being said, another thing I did this weekend was watch the Frozen Four, or I guess the regional finals. Man, those games were fun. My favorite was the Quinnipiac and Boston College one.
What
was another? Denver and UMass was a good game too. That was first round.
Yeah.
That game went into overtime. I watched that one, but the BC one, man, that first of all, Ryan Leonard is a goat. He's so clutch. Like, I don't even know. I mean, he didn't score any final goal, but
he's good.
I don't know what to do about him. I think he's going to be a star. Cool to see Will Smith play. I don't know. Part of me.
That Michigan State game was good too.
That was a good game too. Yeah. I don't know what you saw to Will Smith, but. Like, he's good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to win Hobie Baker. I hope he wins it. I think he needs another year, though, in college before he comes over to the Sharks.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's like he's not a bad player or at all.
Yeah.
But he's benefited from a really good line. And, you know, it's not to say that he isn't deserving of any of it. But, you know, I don't think that he's ready to come to play for a bad team like the Sharks.
Yeah.
You know, I think he could
be. Even if they get Macklin.
I mean, I guess that's a different story. If Macklin, even then, though, I mean, I don't think he's going to stay another year. Macklin won't, but I guess we'll see after the finals. I mean, I think if him and Celebrini, it depends, though. If they play each other in the finals and they're going to be rivals, that'll be a funny, it'll be a funny dynamic when they come back that they were like just rivals. And then now the next season they're playing together on the same team.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he stays another year in college just because, I mean, he was the first round draft pick last year. I mean, he's got a year. I mean, top five draft pick too. So
yeah,
I feel like he's going to get a spot out of in the training camp. If his agent, he decides to do that. I mean, they could totally be thinking the same thing as you and want another year of development. But
yeah,
I don't know. They need something to get Sharks fans excited and come to the games.
They do. I know. There's not much. You know, I can take another 2 years of heartbreak and just pull out, like, just watching other teams. Like, no offense to the Sharks. I'll always root for them. But, you know, I'm not going to rush to go watch their games at all right now. You know, I'll watch them if I have time, but I'm not going to. There's nothing, like, really appealing to watch that team, like, at all. So it is tough. I'd love to see him play next year. I think it'd give, you know, a little more excitement to watch him, but I'm also not rush. We don't need to rush anything. We can take our time, let him develop. Celebrini, if he does become a Shark, we'll see if that happens, I think around May, but I don't know enough about that. What did you think of the Frozen Four? Like, what was your favorite game that you watched?
Dude, I mean, you said that BC Quinnipiac. I mean, that game went into overtime.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the ones? Yeah, that one was electric. I just feel like that could have gone either way. I was really surprised Quinnipiac kept it up and brought it into OT. But I mean, they're the defending national champions, so
yeah,
it's pretty hard to knock them off. But I also like that Michigan-Michigan State game. I thought Michigan State had that in the bag. I mean, Michigan State's been pretty dominant this whole year.
Yeah.
But for Michigan to pull that out, I mean, I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
But those were two games that definitely stuck out to me. I'm really excited for the Frozen Four matchups, though.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I feel like BU-BC is going to just happen. It's inevitable. In the final, that's going to be such a good final game. But yeah, I thought the storyline, like you said, with Quinnipiac being defending champions and then BC, the number one team in college hockey, it's a great storyline.
Yeah.
Game to watch. And obviously that game, it was incredible. It could have gone either way. I mean, BC, I noticed they had a tough time getting it into the zone in the third period. But all it takes is one goal. And they scored and went to overtime, and you know how the story ends. But
yeah, it's crazy overall, that Denver had such a close game against Cornell too.
Yes,
it was a pretty good game. I didn't really see too much of it, but I mean, shit, for Cornell to hang in there with a powerhouse like that,
oh yeah,
that's decent. And speaking of, we were literally perfect on our Frozen Four prediction too.
True. Yeah, if you watched last week's episode, you watched us flip a coin for some of those picks, and you know what? One's right. So we'll see how far it goes. I don't know. Speaking of brackets, I do want to shout out that my March Madness bracket has officially been busted. I'm done. Done for. My team, same. Tennessee, lost. Same with you. Houston lost. So, yeah.
So brutal.
It is brutal. But we got a bright spot in the Frozen Four that we've got a perfect bracket right now. So, you know what? I'll hold on to that.
We do. A little bit easier to predict that. But, yeah. Dude, if we get this Frozen Four right, we're going to be boasting about it.
Oh, yeah. That's going on the socials. Also, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at Good Ol' Hockey Podcast. Gally got that started up for us. You know, we've been cranking out some, whether it's graphics or reels, anything like that. We just want you guys to get in on the conversation as well with us.
Yeah. Comment, start a discussion. Bunch of hockey people are going to be, you know, in these discussions, all sorts of different fans. You can give us shit. You can talk shit on our picks and our takes or talk shit to other people in the comments. We're all about that.
Yep.
Trying to build a hockey community from this page. Sure. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I am too. Yeah, it'll be fun. And good job on that, because that was, it was a good execution. And yeah, we got actually already over 100 followers the first week it's been up. So good shit on that. But with that being said, let's get into some NHL talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're here. Three stars of the week. Up first, we've got Connor McDavid. Three games played. He had 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points. This is the second time being the first star of the week this year. Also, he was at one point in the lead for scoring. And I want to say, like, after the first 15 games,
it's crazy.
He was like tied for 30th or some. Like, he was tied. He was way down there in points. And I was like, oh my God, he's like going to have an off year this year somehow. I mean, it's McDavid, but I don't know.
I feel like that shows his dominance.
It does.
Slow start, shitty team, shitty defense. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck. I mean, he's going to take the league lead in points. I mean, I know it's pretty close, but I mean, he's 2 points away from McKinnon, who's in the league, which, I mean, all three of those players, McKinnon, Kucherov, and McDavid, are just, what the fuck, man? They're on something else this season. I mean, those all three of those players could potentially hit 150 points, which we haven't seen probably since the 90s.
Yeah, I think it was 92, the last time we've had this many 125 point players. So,
jeez.
Yeah, it's a crazy season. You know, I think last year we had a pretty good high record of players with over 100 points, and, you know, this season's no different. So, I don't know. It's been a fun season to watch. He well deserves that first spot.
Oh, yeah.
Second spot, Logan Thompson, Vegas Golden Knights. You can talk about this guy. I don't want to talk about him.
Oh, well, Logan Thompson, just to begin, my goodness, man. I mean, 3-0, 3 games played, 0.971 save percentage, 0.98 goals against average.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been 5-0-1 in his last six starts. I mean, he's pushing for that number one goalie spot. I think Aiden Hill is injured right now. But, I mean, of course, this is such the Golden Knights, like, luck for them to be just, you know, kind of mediocre in the past half of the season.
Yep.
And then, you know, they get gifted with this goalie out of nowhere that's playing crazy. So I feel like I can already see the future of this guy playing lights out in the playoffs, knocking people out, all sorts of shit.
I don't know. Logan Thompson, like, he got hurt last playoffs. That's why Aiden Hill stepped in, I believe. No, it was Logan Brossoit that got hurt. Logan Thompson's kind of been like in and out. But anyways, now, of course, the Aiden Hill's out. Now he's able to shine. Again, I don't even want to talk about the Knights because my blood pressure is going to rise. So we're moving on. Next one, Alexis Lafreniere, third star. You know, I think this is the first time he's ever been mentioned as a star.
Yeah.
In any of this stuff, you know, he was, first round pick in 2020. This last week, he had 3 games played, 5 goals, 2 assists, 52 points this season, which is not great out of a first round pick who's been in the league for 4 years. I don't know. Do you think he's a bust? Would you classify him as a bust?
It's hard to say. I feel like for first overall pick, though, and for how hyped he was so hyped before he got drafted. I mean, people were saying like this guy's like on par with like McDavid, Crosby. Yeah. Also, I mean, there's some pretty crazy comparisons, and he was a great junior hockey player. But I think he's a bust still. I mean, good job for getting the third star of the week. But I do think that like this season it's going to be, and how he plays in the playoffs too, it's going to tell a lot. I mean, if the Rangers get an early exit, that's going to be tough for him, especially. Yeah. But if he's able to shine in the playoffs, I think he could prove me wrong. And he could show that he's a lot more than just like a 50-point player. And I think this could be the start of Alexis Lafreniere, because he's been lights out, and you can notice him when he's on the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. It's hard to compare. Like, I was thinking of someone like Tage Thompson or someone that, you know, kind of had a slow start, but Tage was like, he was later in the draft. He wasn't a first overall pick. You know, it took Tage some time to kind of get used to playing in the NHL, and maybe Lafreniere has the same type of trajectory where it maybe just takes him a little bit more time. But see, you know, I think next season is going to be a big season for him, depending on, you know, what happens. But
100%.
Who will finish with the most first stars, do you think? Because as of right now, Kaprizov, he's got 3. Matthews has 3. Kucherov has 3. MacKinnon and McDavid have 2.
See, this is like so random. Who knows? I mean, who's going to have the best week? Week in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's totally could be Cooch, Matthews, or Kaprizov. I don't think it's going to be Kaprizov. I honestly think Austin Matthews might take it. I think he's going to really turn it up and try to surpass that 65 goal mark. So yeah. I think he would probably take a first star of the week if he does that.
Yeah, I think so too. If he can pass that, which we've talked about, just him passing Ovechkin with like the most goals in the salary cap era. Which is funny because everyone's covering it now, but we talked about this like 2 months ago. So if you want the first scoop of anything, come to us. But yeah, I think Matthews is, I feel like he's destined to kind of get that that fourth one. I don't know though. Kucherov, he's kind of sneaky too, but I'm going to pick Matthews as well. So
more Matthews Glazen. We'll probably get some shit for that.
Yeah, I know. I can't ever please anyone. I'm either a Matthews hater or a Glazer, so I don't even know what the fuck to do. But up next, Zach Hyman. He just hit 52 goals, 50 goals. He's a 50-goal scorer in the NHL, which is crazy.
Yeah, what?
I think part of it has to do with the fact that he's playing with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. Let's be honest there. But, Gal, you didn't see this, but on NHL Twitter, not like, you know, just like the subsection of Twitter of NHL fans, there was a reporter, dipshit reporter, might I add. Let me find his name so I can call him out and call him a dumbass. Andrew Berkshire, hockey analyst, writer, and more stuff too. After Zach Hyman scored 50 goals, he went on Twitter to say that Zach Hyman isn't deserving of any of this because his parents were rich So he was privileged, and that's why he got 50 goals because his parents were rich. So now anytime Zach Hyman scores, people are like, thank God for rich parents of Zach Hyman, whatever. Like, honestly, that whole take, you know, regardless of what you think, sure. Yeah, if you're rich, you maybe have a step up in life or certain things like that, but it's not, doesn't translate directly to the NHL. Like, I don't know. It just is such a slap in the face to the hard work that a lot of these guys put in.
Yeah. And I feel like if anything, like I feel like in sports, professional sports, I feel like names carry a lot of weight. Like if you're fucking Gretzky, or if you're a McDavid, future McDavid kids out there, or future Crosby kid out there, I mean, holy shit. I mean, people are going to be all over. That's going to give you a step up. But yeah. I mean, I think there's countless numbers of kids who came from rich families that maybe didn't even crack professional hockey or junior hockey at all. So I feel like that's such a bullshit take, whoever is attributing a 50 goal season, which is, yeah. I don't know, a few, not a lot of players do hit that in their career. So that's a very impressive feat. And that's a jackass take from whoever.
Yeah.
Because he's second in the league for scoring.
Yeah.
Quiet. Yeah. Second in the league for scoring.
Who's Reinhart third now then?
Yeah. I think Reinhart has 51. So Reinhart also has 50 goals. I mean, 50 goal seasons handing out.
He's rich.
You might have you might have a 65 plus goal season coming from Matthews. So
yeah,
lots of goal scoring, lots of point scoring. Yeah. I mean, gotta love it, dude.
Yeah. No, I gotta love it. But yeah, I thought that was, when you wrote that on our agenda, I just had to bring that up for that fucking dipshit saying that. But we also did get some teams this last week clinching the playoffs, which is not a first, but I mean, I don't know. It wasn't super early, but anyways, first team was the Rangers. First team in the West was the Stars. But as of right now, we've got the Rangers, Bruins, Panthers, Hurricanes, Stars, Avalanche, and Canucks all clinched in the playoffs. I mean, I think out of this list, in terms of beginning of the season, I was wrong on about the Bruins, Panthers.
Yeah.
And probably the Canucks too.
I feel like I was wrong about the Hurricanes too.
Yeah.
And those teams you just said. I mean, I just wanted to add that in there because teams are starting to clinch. Playoff matchups are starting to come a little bit more apparent.
Yep.
It's going to be very interesting to see who wins the President's Trophy. As of right now, what are the standings looking league-wide?
The Rangers are number one right now, 104.
Yeah, 104. So, I mean, any of those... Any of those teams... I mean, the Avs are sixth in the league, and they're only 4 points behind the Rangers. So, I mean, any of those six, seven, even Florida's at 99.
The Panthers, they're 99 points. Oh, my God, Edmonton's 94? Holy crap.
Yeah. That's a turnaround and a half. Speaking of turnarounds, we were talking so much shit on the Oilers. They might miss the playoffs. I know I have a little bit of bias, but that was a turnaround and a half of a season. So, I mean, good on the Oilers management to have that, to have that coaching change and just ramp shit up like they did. And good on McDavid. I mean, that's some excellent leadership for him to pick a team out of the ashes and bottom of the standings and really bring it into something impressive. And that shows the type of leader he is, but hey, still no cups to his name. So we'll see.
We'll see. Same with Matthews though. He ain't going to ever get one, especially if he's with the Leafs. Okay. Enough Leaf hating. We're going to get shit in the comments, but, I mean, honestly, my favorite out of all these teams in terms of, I don't know, a deep run, I'm going to go with the Panthers again. I mean, last year they were unstoppable and, you know, I don't think that they lost a whole lot. They did gain a good amount. So they just have to have solid playoff Bob back. But I don't know. I want to see that first round matchup against the Bruins.
Dude, I feel like the Rangers are our house right now, and they have been all season. Yeah, and I feel like they're somewhat of a team to beat last year, but I feel like this year they're going to come in with vengeance.
Yeah.
So they're the team for me to watch out of the East, but out of these teams, I mean, that I've clinched so far, I think the Avalanche are also playing lights out. Yeah. McKinnon's firing. I mean, great goaltending so far. So, I mean, I really think the Avalanche are a team to watch, and I feel like they are going to continue to be a team to watch for the next decade, probably.
Yep.
But yeah, dude, I'm so stoked for the playoffs. I'm excited to see what happens in the Central Division, like how that fizzles out too.
How that plays out, and honestly, the Atlantic as well. I'm excited for, because that 1-3 spot, even like the Maple Leafs, Panthers, and Bruins. I feel like the Bruins are going to be 1 again. 2 and 3 will be Panthers and Leafs. I think the Panthers are going to take that pretty easily. You can clip this. Again, I might be biting my own words right now, but I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty good win for the Panthers there, and they're going to play Boston in the second round. That's going to be a great second round as well. But I don't know. I feel like it's too hard to say, though. Like, I hate giving, you know, people always ask, like, oh, who do you think is going to win? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I truly don't know. I cannot give you a good answer because it's playoff hockey and anything can happen. There's no
Philadelphia, dude.
Yeah, they could. Realistically, who knows? With John Tortorella as their coach, they could go. He's like Herb Brooks.
That would be fucking crazy if Philadelphia won. I feel like the whole hockey world would like self destruct. If Philadelphia won, or dude, like somehow like the Predators fucking win. Like, you know, I don't know.
I mean,
that happens a lot of playoff seasons. I mean, it comes around. It's like the least team you'd expect somehow makes a deep run.
It was the Panthers last year.
What the fuck? Yeah, exactly.
The Predators kind of remind me a bit of how the Panthers were last year, just in the sense of, you know, they're pushing for a playoff spot. I guess it was a little bit tighter for the Panthers last year. It came down to like the last couple games, but I mean, when you're on a roll like that, it carries over into the playoffs. It's real. So, you know, I feel like they could get out of the first round depending on who they play, but I don't know.
Most definitely.
Enough on that. So was this coming out Wednesday? Yesterday, Tuesday, Jeff Skinner played in his 1,000th career game, which, first of all, applause to you, brother.
It's crazy.
That's no easy feat. He also looks like he's 12 still, so it's kind of weird that he's playing 1,000 games. He still looks like a baby. But I saw a stat that kind of blew my mind. I guess I've kind of always known this, but now that he's hit 1,000, it's kind of crazy. Jeff Skinner has never played in a playoff game in his life. In his 1,000-game career, he has never played in a playoff game.
In the NHL.
In the NHL.
We'll give him that.
Okay, correct. In the NHL. But when he joined the Hurricanes back in 2010, 2011, one of the seasons, maybe flip-flopped, but the Hurricanes made the playoffs the year before he joined the team or started playing. And then for that 9-year stint he played with the Hurricanes, or however long, the Hurricanes never made the playoffs. He went to Buffalo, and the year that he went to Buffalo, the Canes made the playoffs again, and they've been in the playoffs ever since then every year. Don't quote me. And then obviously the Sabres haven't been in the playoffs since like 2004 or something. So that man has gone that 1,000 career games with no playoff appearances. And I don't know, just trying to wrap my mind around that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's super crazy. And not only that, I mean, he was rookie of the year his first year. I feel like he was the Calder Trophy winner. So
yeah.
It's pretty crazy that he won that trophy and hasn't been into the playoffs yet. Like, what the hell? I mean, I feel bad for him, but I do think it's eventually gonna happen. I don't know if he's gonna stay with the Sabres for the rest of his career, but at some point in his career, he's got to be traded to a contender. Whether it's at the trade deadline or whatever.
He's getting paid like $6 million a year or something like that. He gets paid pretty well. But
$9 million a year.
$9 million? Okay, never mind. That just baffles me to like think about that poor guy. Like, he's a great player, but he's never played in a playoff game. And Jack Eichel was pretty similar, but I mean, Jack Eichel's a lot younger, so I don't know. But, you know, cheers to him on 1,000 career games, and it's not going to happen this season with the Sabres, but maybe next season.
I feel like he's one of the best players to never play in a playoff game in NHL history. I mean, I don't really know what the list could be either. I feel like someone might beat us to that. Probably tomorrow or yesterday, whenever wonder if this comes out. Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, Jeff Skinner was such an exciting player to, I mean, he still is. He's a fucking sniper. So, you know, applauds him to make him to 1,000 games. A lot of players don't do that. But yeah, man, that's pretty crazy stat though.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, I know he's backstage and waiting. We've got our resident Coyotes fan, the only Coyotes fan in all of America, coming to speak on the behalf of the Arizona Coyotes. He went to a game last weekend. He was there for IceCon, or not for IceCon, but he was there during that game. He's going to share his thoughts on, you know, just being there in the atmosphere, being in what, Tempe, Arizona, I guess it's called now, not Glendale, but yeah, he's going to give us his reaction. So without further ado, here is Tyler Lewis. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on, man. I'm super excited. Sir.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited to have
you.
Monday,
very, dude.
Very fabled podcast I'm on right now.
You know, yes.
Office.
I know, yeah.
Some say it's better than Spit and Chitlets.
Some say. There actually is a list out there that says that we are. I don't know where it is, but I made it up.
Yeah, with our 200 followers.
Yeah. But yeah, give us a little breakdown of like what you saw in Arizona. I know you kind of told me a little bit, but.
So being a Coyotes fan, it's, you're kind of, I've only ever seen them in one playoff series. His 2020 playoffs when it was like in the bubble. You guys recall when like Darcy Kemper was on his tear. But ever since then, they've just been like in a constant state of like, is this team going to be good? At the beginning of the season, they were in fourth place in the NHL for like the first 10 games. I was like, oh my God, like, what is this?
Yeah.
Knock went away quickly. But yeah, it's really weird because they don't play in an NHL arena. They play in the ASU arena, Bullet Arena, which I was at. It's a really awesome atmosphere. I mean, if you're there, the tickets are expensive. It was only 5,000 seats. So it's like actual real Coyotes fans, right? It's not like these people like, oh, after work, let's head over to the game, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, I probably, the best thing for them is to be like in the same area for the stadium where people can get off work and be like, oh, there's a game at 7. You guys want to go? Yeah, that's what they need to do. But
yeah,
you know, it would break my heart to see them leave the desert. I think, as Biz Nasty likes to say, hockey belongs in the desert. But, you know, so if the powers that be are listening to this podcast, keep the Coyotes in Arizona.
You heard it.
If not, move them to Sacramento. I'll go to every single game.
Okay.
So just to talk about that game a little bit, I have the privilege of knowing the assistant equipment manager for the Coyotes. So I go to both the games in San Jose every year, or try to. I only went to one this year, and then I try to get to one game in Arizona. I wasn't able to make it last year, but into a handful of Coyotes games, and it's kind of interesting. Every single game I go to, Clayton Keller scores at least one goal. So
really,
that's sick.
I've never not seen Clayton Keller score at first.
Okay, so, well, let us know next time you go. We'll hammer the bet over.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
at least
for sure.
Score.
Yeah, but so I actually got to take a tour. So I went to the game on Saturday, I think it was the 20th, or Sunday, the 24th, and they lost to the Stars. You know, the Stars are an absolute machine, and we don't have their number. I think they beat us every single time this year. So they're a good team, man. I mean,
yeah.
Dude, being in the Central Division, I feel like that's a difficult place for the Arizona Coyotes.
More often, just kick the shit out of them like we always do, but. Yeah, I know, but you know, I mean, we're in a constant, like, it's like we're so close because, you know, Cooley is good, really good. If you don't know, if you got hockey, you guys absorb this.
Oh, no, we know. Yeah, we know who they are. Yeah. We just haven't really, they haven't been much of a talking point besides that they're leaving.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But yeah, Clayton Keller,
Michelli, too, or however you say his last name.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. Josh Doan just came on.
Josh Doan, yep.
Yeah, yep. So he just got called up from the Tucson Roadrunners. So it's looking up, but get to my point here. The next day I was able to take a tour of the stadium. So it's really strange. Like the locker room is fine and all that, but the players, you know, the players have their walk to the ice. The Coyotes have the longest walk to the ice in all of the NHL. It's like, seriously, you have to walk down like a long corridor, turn a corner, walk down another corridor, and then you walk down onto the ice. It's like really strange. It's the only stadium like that in the NHL. But yeah, so that was a little weird. And I was also watching the Columbus Blue Jackets practice that day. I actually met Johnny Gaudreau, if you guys are a Johnny Gaudreau.
No fucking way.
I got a picture with
him. Dude, no shit. That's fucking so sick. Johnny Hockey is like fucking one of the biggest. He's one of the biggest American hockey legends ever, man.
It was kind of funny the way it happened. I was hoping to meet him. I was like, I don't think there's a better passer in the NHL right now than Johnny. That's a hot take, I know. But
maybe not this season, but previous seasons, he has been fucking lights out, man. Like when he was with the Flames, I mean, I'm a diehard Flames fan. When he was with the Flames, oh my gosh, dude. I was the biggest like ride or die for Johnny Hockey. When he left the Flames, it was heartbreaking, man. Like I think I cried that day. It was horrible.
I was sitting there, I was like, oh man, the Coyotes can get Johnny Gaudreau. And you know, just like being excited for free agency. Coyotes aren't gonna sign a free agent like that. But I was really hoping that we would maybe snatch him up somehow. But it was kind of funny because I was really hoping to meet him. And I ended up being on the wrong side of the ice. So I was on the next to the home bench, and he was over there and he took pictures and whatever. I was like, whatever, you know, like just move on.
Yeah.
So outside of the arena. It's like you're on the campus, right? So it's the football stadium, Mullet Arena, and then like this like parking garage. So right between the parking garage where I'm waiting for my Uber. And I'm like standing there, I'm just hanging out, you know, waiting for the Uber. And I turn around and I'm like, is that Johnny Gaudreau right behind me? Like, just like the odds of that. Like, I was hoping to meet him standing right behind me. Like, I was so like dumbfounded. I was like, there's no way this is real. Like, I was like, I had one who was like, hey, John. He was like, oh, what's up, man? I was like, hey, you mind if I get a picture with you? And he was like, oh, yeah, for sure. So I took a picture with him. And it was like, this was like a week ago. I was like, hey, you know, you're only like 7 assists away from being at 500 for your career. He was like, oh, no, I didn't know that. I'll have to get there.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, we got an assist that night when the Coyotes. That night. But yeah, it was pretty sweet.
He probably thought of you.
I'm sure he did. You know, he's like, yeah, I got to make sure I
get that. Dude, speaking. We were speaking of the Frozen Four earlier. Speaking of that, Johnny Hockey has probably the sickest goal from the Frozen Four. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he played for Boston College. He has such a fucking dirty goal in the national championship game, too. I think one of the best goals in college hockey history. He won the Hobey Baker, too. I mean, dude, that guy has such a fucking amazing story. He's a fourth round draft pick. Everyone said he was too small.
Did he win the finalists for the Calder, or did he win the Calder?
Yeah, he was a finalist for the Calder. Yeah. He had a hell of a rookie season.
Rookie season or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, dude, I think 2018, 2019 season or one of those seasons he was with the Flames, he scored like 115, 116 points. I mean, he was elite with the Flames. Since he's left, it's been kind of on the downhill. I feel like, you know, I had some hard feelings with Johnny Hockey, but, you know, I forgive him for what he did. I know his wife wanted to move to the U.S., but. You are missed by hockey fans in Calgary, and everyone is on board with that. So
honestly, like he was like, okay. So when this was back in like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, every time I'd play NHL, I'd play as the Flames because I wanted to play with Johnny Hockey and Matthew Tkachuk. But that would like that team of him, Sean Monahan, Tkachuk, like that was such a good team. I'm sad that you guys, nothing really came of it, but.
I'll franchise in the NHL 20, whatever. That's my first trade. First thing I do when I get in there. I think you grow. You are an Arizona Coyote. No, it's not much. It's not glamorous, but if you get to wear the best jersey in hockey.
You know, I'll give them the Coyotes that I'm glad that they changed it back to the one that's on your hat right now.
Yeah, so am I. Same. It's like the thing they've ever done.
Yeah, I agree. I wish the Sharks would do copy that and take their old logo because that old logo is so awesome. But I don't know. The most that we talk about the Coyotes on this podcast is just about how they're probably leaving or that we're just getting expansion. But I've said it before. I feel like hockey does belong in the desert. I think it's a good, it's a good market to grow, especially. But man, what's the deal? I saw something that they leaked like plans for a new arena or something like that.
Yeah, so they are planning to do a new stadium in
the Phoenix? Isn't it by?
Yeah, I want to say it's in North Phoenix area or something.
Yeah, it's like I'm struggling to remember the exact name Mesa.
Mesa.
So
yeah.
I think they're planning. No, I don't think that's right either. I can't remember. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. But yeah, they do have plans in place. The last, they just did a vote recently and they got shot down. They were trying to build a stadium. Yeah. They're trying to, they were building a stadium somewhere near Phoenix and that got shot down by the voters. So they didn't want to pay for it.
Yep.
So, they do have plans right now to build somewhere else in Arizona, and the ownership and the front office are very committed to staying in Arizona, which is great. You know, like I'm also an A's fan, so I know what it's like when the team that you love doesn't want to stay that you want them to be.
That's rough for you.
The reason I was even like, I got to get on there and talk to you guys is because I was in the airport going to my flight to leave. And like, you know how most airports, they have like the little like knickknack store or whatever. You can go like buy like a I love Arizona t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I go to San Jose and they'll have Giants, 49ers, Sharks gear, right? They at the airport in Arizona, they had Suns, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, nothing for the Coyotes, not a scrap anywhere. You can't West even tell like, if you didn't know anything about hockey, you wouldn't know. Like, you would never be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, you know, they wouldn't even know. Yeah, damn.
I mean, speaking of a desert team similar to that, the Vegas Golden. I feel like their fucking logo and merch is everywhere around that city.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The opposite. When the Coyotes went to Arizona, they didn't start winning like instantly. You know.
Yeah.
The Golden Knights. Would they take 1 or 2 years to get really good?
They took 1 year and they went to the finals. It took them a season. Like, it was the exact season they came in, they went to the finals. Yeah. So, like,
it's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like the expansion stuff is tough to gain fans. And I feel like the Sharks kind of went through a similar thing. They always kind of sucked. You know, we had a good run in the early 2000s and early 2010s, but, you know, we're where we're at. That arena is empty. Like, there's no one there.
Yeah.
I mean, tickets were there like $5.
Nothing brings together or builds a fan base better than winning. And the Coyotes just haven't done much of that. And when they did win, right? When they were okay, like, it was only a 50 game season because it was during COVID and no fans could go to the playoff game. Like, that's where you build these fan bases at the playoff games. We probably, oh my God, the atmosphere there was crazy. I can't wait to go back next season. Like, and when you just don't have that, I mean, before 2019, 2020 playoffs, they didn't have a playoff run since 2011.
Yeah.
So like, think about that. It's just like, who's going to want to spend the money to go to the game? And you're like, you know, and the Coyotes this year were just the definition of like, what team are you going to get? You know, we go out there and we get blown out by the Stars 4-2. The score is a lot closer than the game actually was being there in person. But then 4 days later, you're out there snapping the Nashville Predators win streak, beating them 8-4. Like, how do you go from like playing two really good teams? I think the Stars are probably better than the Predators, but you know, there's a discrepancy like that. And we could, like, we lost to the Blackhawks twice in 4 days. Like, the games you were supposed to win, you're not winning. And then you go and like sneak out one against a good team every now and again. It's just not, you know, but they got
feel that with the Flames.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could feel that with the Sharks, but we don't win anything. So,
I have a question for you. If there's no arena deal, say by draft time, do you think the Coyotes are they out of Arizona?
It's so hard to say, just because like there had been no indication, right? I mean, I haven't seen anything. The league, I don't think, has really made a big comment on it. But I know the league is open to sending them out to like St. Louis, or heard Kansas City is a good one too. But you know, I think that they're, everything's on the table right now just because they have nothing so far. Like, when you have no plans, solid plans in place, it's hard to be like, oh, you guys can just hang out in the college arena as long as you want. Like, they don't, you know, if you look at any NHL post about the Coyotes, they're all saying like, oh, well, they're not even a real NHL team. They play in a college arena.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, right. Like, if the Sharks didn't exist, the Coyotes would be the joke of the NHL. So,
yeah, no, they would. Honestly, well, you kind of already are, in a sense. Everyone clowns, even if. But honestly, like, what's tough about it is that you guys do have a good team that is coming up.
Yeah,
I felt like this season maybe you guys could crack the playoffs, but I don't know.
It felt like that, but then it just didn't feel like that after the All-Star break. We went on a 14-game losing streak. Like, you can't do that.
I just wonder, like, if there is an arena deal, I think Austin Matthews probably makes his way back to Arizona at some point. I mean, that's a bold take of me, but I think if the Leafs keep missing the playoffs, I think Austin Matthews is getting his ass, packing his bags, and going to Arizona.
Number one example. Did you see all of the... Go ahead.
I said he's going to go to Arizona, the dumpster fire, who has not made the playoffs either. Like, what is that any better? I know that
that's where he's from.
I know.
Keller's his boy.
Keller is his boy. But, you know, he's from San Antonio.
In the All-Star game, they were cooking together.
They were. Yeah, I think it'd be cool to see him play. I don't want him to be on the Leafs, so I'd rather him be on the Coyotes than the Leafs, honestly. But
yeah, same here. And it's just like, you know, I think I've talked to you when we're playing the EASHL. Sorry, for anybody who doesn't know, that's part of the NHL game franchise that game. Sean and I frequent.
We're champions.
We are champions.
Elite Cup champions.
Two of us can say that.
Two of us can. Sorry, Ant, if you're listening, you got cucked.
Yeah, no, I always say when I'm like on there, where I'm like, man, I think we can get Austin Matthews, and they both laugh at me. But, you know, one day, that's the dream. We got to get the two together. But, yeah, so I do know. I just hope that the hockey stays out there. You know, I love going to the games. It's not that bad of a flight. I mean, if they move, they're not going to still be called the Coyotes. It's kind of hard to call a team the Coyotes when they're like...
Yeah, I wouldn't call them the Coyotes anywhere else but Arizona, honestly.
Exactly. I'd call them the Coyotes in Salt Lake. If they move to Salt Lake, there's Coyotes in Salt Lake City.
That is true. Yeah, there's Coyotes out here too. Maybe Boise Coyotes. Dude, that'd be pretty
good. Holy shit. Boise gets an NHL team. That would be fucking bananas, dude.
Yeah.
Idaho Central Union would have to fucking put up... $10 billion for that.
Hey, they were playing at the Mullet Arena. What's stopping them?
Hey. The Coyotes have like six draft picks in the first two rounds. So
this year?
Going to go down. This year, yeah.
Damn. Good for them.
So, you know, this is...
Macklin Celebrini, you are a Coyote.
That ain't happened.
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
He'd be a Chicago Blackhawk.
I know. It's going to happen, sadly.
No, he's going to be a Flame, guys. It's got to manifest it. Fucking Calgary Flame. Come on, Macklin. We haven't really talked about that. I don't know a fucking another Macklin anywhere. I've never heard of someone called Macklin in my life.
Macklin.
I've heard of Max, but not a Macklin. Like, isn't that like a bird?
Macklin? I don't think it's a bird. Mac, I don't know. We're talking about birds right now.
Remember, like, you guys, I don't know if you guys are Parks and Recs fan, but
yeah, I am.
Burt Macklin, FBI.
Burt Macklin. Yeah,
I think.
Burt Macklin. Oh my God. Yeah, that was Andy Dwyer's. I need to rewatch that show. Yeah, Chris Pratt. All right, guys. Well, we're talking about Parks and Rec now. So thank you, Mr. Tyler. Thanks for coming on, talking.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate of course.
Talking some desert hockey. We need to spread the love for the desert freaks. And I think you're a good one to start with. So, you know, there, Gary Bettman, there are fans out there that do want the Coyotes to stay. So do we. You know, I think if anything, if you want to bring a team out to Salt Lake, you should just do another expansion draft. I think it'd be cool. Good for the game. Adding teams, adding, you know, more roster spots for these great players that are, you know, playing pretty deep in the AHL. But Tyler, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you. And, you know, I think that pretty much wraps up our show. Gally, do you have anything else you want to say? I don't know that we have any crazy stuff.
No, I just
follow. Go follow.
Yeah, I just want to say nice to meet you, Tyler. I hope hopefully the Coyotes stay in Arizona. I feel like the chances are kind of a 50-50 right now. But, I mean, go Flames. I know we got 2 weeks left of Flames hockey. And then, you know, hopefully fingers crossed we get a good draft pick. Not saying number one. I hope we get top five. That would make me delighted. But yeah, we'll see if our Frozen Four bracket turns out to be perfect, because right now we do have the four teams picked up perfectly. So not a perfect bracket, but at least the first four.
Our Frozen Four is solidified, so we'll see if that stays. But thank you everyone for listening. If you're up to this point, appreciate you a lot. Go follow our Instagram, just got that up and running, and we'll see you guys next week. And you know, we're gonna switch possibly to a 2-episode-a-week schedule when the playoffs start.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure on the exact dates yet, but we will let you know once we know. But other than that, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.